Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Radisson Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDS, and on the OTC markets under the symbol RMRDF. We are chatting with the CFO, Hubert Parent-Bouchard. Now, Radisson is focused at the 100% owned O'Brien project. This is located in the Lardner Lake Cadillac Break in the Abitibi in Quebec. Now, the company did release some drill results back on May 25th. Also, some news June 14th, just yesterday, regarding a field program that is starting up. Let's start with the May 25th drill results. The headline number being little over 4 grams per ton gold over almost 16 meters. There are some other drill results in here. A lot of the widths ranging right around 5 meters, give or take 1 to 2 meters. Grades a lot around that 5 grams per ton. So the headline number kind of right in line with those results, just a little bit wider of an intersect. These drill results are coming from trend number 2. Let's start off with trend 2 and what these results that all seem to be drilling deeper in the system are telling you, Hubert, please.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Shad, for having me on the show. As you know, we've been focused on drilling those high-grade trends, mainly at depth for trend 1 and 2. Both trends are 300 meters and 600 meters from the richest mine by grade in Quebec, the old O'Brien mine, having produced close to 600,000 ounces at 15 grams. All the way back in the 50s, and we felt we discussed earlier that we believe we have a system of repetition here, where those high grade trend can span at depth. The main focus being the vertical expansion of those trends, and what we are seeing in general on trend 2 is a high grade trend that is quite significant in terms of width. As you mentioned, we drilled 4 grams per ton over close to 16 meters on that trend. But we also had the higher numbers on that trend, even deeper. I'm looking at the map here. We've got 18 grams over 5 meters. We've published some 6.9 grams over 21 meters. So overall, for trend 2, we're looking at a trend that has the potential to be quite impactful, both in terms of grade, but also in terms of tons, in a future resource update for the company.
Well, Hubert, it's exciting to see these higher grade hits at depth under trend 2. And I know, as you mentioned, you've hit some of those same kind of results at trend 1 and even in trend 0. One of the things the company has started doing is directional drilling at depth. So could you explain to investors not familiar with that how the directional drilling is different than just traditional drilling and why that's going to be an asset to the company as you continue to explore?
Yep, sure. Directional drilling is a new technology that's been developed in the mining sector. So what it does, it allows the company to drill multiple branches from one pilot hole instead of having to do wedges. And it increases the precision to which you're able to drill, almost guaranteed to hit those targets at depth within 1% deviation. So it improves efficiency. And it allows to reduce costs for deeper drilling programs, such the one that we're doing right now at O'Brien.
So, Hubert, can you give us a little bit more information on these different trends on the project? We're talking about trend 2, but you guys have trends from trend 0 up to, I believe, trend 4 over a multi-kilometer distance. All of this drilling, too, there's been a lot of drilling around surface, and now you are working deeper and deeper on each of these trends. Start us off early on then, please, and help explain a little bit more about these different trends.
Sure. So if you go back in history, the historic O'Brien mine, they had documented close to 14 veins, three of which returned 90% of the production. And that's the main infrastructure you see on our long section in our press releases. And the production went all the way down to 1,100 meters. The production did not end because they were lacking ore. In fact, it ended because they had problem mining too close to the shaft back then. So circling back with all the historical data, what we thought we had when we started drilling that program is a system of repetition where we could repeat those key infrastructures from the old O'Brien mine every 300 meters or so as we move away from the infrastructures themselves. And so far, we've been able to do so on trend one, all the way down to 950 meters depth, on trend two, all the way down to 800 meters. And looking at trend three, we're down to 500 meters, and trend four, down to 330 meters. So I guess the best potential there in the 1.2 kilometer sector just east of the old O'Brien mine is for vertical expansion, both in a mix of deeper drilling, but also what I would call like shallow drilling between 300 meters down to 700 meters. So that's what we've been focused on. And the key goal of that program was to build a pattern grid where we could firm up inferred resources at several depths along those trends.
Well, Hubert, could you also unpack that trend zero? It's kind of interesting. I think it's a newer target for the company, but there's some area between that and trend one where the historic mine was, and that's showing promise. You'd put out some press releases on that earlier in the year. We had talked about it briefly in a previous interview, but just bring investors up to speed on what's going on there between trend zero and trend one.
Well, what you do see on trend zero is the lateral expansion of trend one or some of those min zones, right? So when we're talking about enrichment vectors, it's either at the crossing or the conjunction of different mineralized zones, but you do see very good lateral continuity as well. So what we've unpacked on trend zero would be the results of that, the lateral continuity of those zones. So the high-grade trends are quite, I guess, focused along those trends, but that doesn't mean there's no potential outside of those as well. So
Hubert, out of these different trends then, in terms of increasing the resource, which the last resource we saw was back in 2019, came in a little under 500,000 ounces, where do you see some of the best growth coming from when you do update that resource?
It would be, in my point of view, on at depth along trend one, but specifically along trend two as well, given the widths we've seen and the grades we've seen along that trend.
Well, and Hubert, just remind everybody, you know, it's a pretty large drill program the company's been undergoing the last couple of years. Remind everybody where you're at, how many meters have been drilled, how many meters are still pending at the lab, and how many meters do you still have to drill?
So we've drilled close to 130,000 meters so far. We've got around 26,000 meters coming to market with 54 holes, including at least 22 visible gold hits. This should come to market over the next few months.
So Hubert, I do have to ask, it does sound like everything is open at depth. Is there any more chance of extending mineralization closer to surface, more along strike outside of these different trends?
I would say so, yes. Back in 2020, we acquired the new Alger property, so adding close to 1.2 kilometer of the Cadillac break to our O'Brien package, if I can call it that. And all of that sector is completely open. So that would be the sector west of the old O'Brien mine. We did dedicate a small portion of the drill program to that sector this year, which we call the O'Brien West. Mind you, this sector is a bit less informed than the resource area, but still we published at least three intercepts above 5 grams per ton on the sector, if I recall correctly.
Well, and Hubert, you just announced that you've initiated the field program at some of these other projects. So could you walk us through what some of the early stage work may be on the ground there?
Yes. So when we acquired the project back in 2020, I mean, the key focus was getting the 1.2 kilometer portion of the Cadillac break, and we were focused on the execution of the drill program till then, within the vicinity of the old O'Brien mine. Results have been impressive so far, but mind you, it's been focused on around only 10% of the package as a whole, which is a more than 5,800 hectare land package. What we started earlier this year, we did an historic compilation of data, both geological and geophysical data, on the work that had been done on the southern portion of the claim. So quite a large package, I would say 13 kilometer wide by 4 kilometer. And with that compilation and matching it with the available data on CGM, we were able to identify at least six sectors where our team will be focused on walking lines every 400 meters or so to find what we hope will contain O'Brien type mineralization at surface within showings. So that's the work we started earlier this year. And so far, field reconnaissance that we performed has confirmed that multiple showings do exist on the property, notably because of the limited overburden in most sectors. And the results of this program will be made available towards the end of the summer. So hopefully we can generate more exploration targets from this sector.
Okay, so the company still has a number of holes, a number of meters pending from the lab, and you're already starting this next field season, sounds like, to still delineate some more targets, what that will be drilled in follow-up programs. How much money is the company sitting on right now, Hubert, to keep moving forward with all of this exploration that's ongoing?
We're looking at $5 million in the bank right now. So the field program is a small investment. But it's one that can, in my view, at least have a lot of torque.
Well, Hubert, just bring us home with what the key news is you would like investors to focus on over the next few months, or let's say through the balance of 2022. What are the things you really want investors to key in on as you put out more news?
So we've got 26,000 meters of drilling coming to market, again, with more than 22 visible gold showings within 54 holes. We hope to be able to publish a resource update, which in my view is a key catalyst for the company moving forward, that will show the growth from that drill program, but also all the potentials there's left with additional drilling, specifically on the Cadillac break. And fingers crossed, it's earlier, earlier days exploration to the south, but we hope to be able to have multiple exploration targets as well from these key areas we've identified so far.
All right, Hubert, thank you very much for this update. We will post a link to the Radisson Mining website in the news section so that you can read over all of the recent news. If you have any follow-up questions for Hubert or the team over at Radisson, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Hubert, thank you again for your time. Please keep us up to date on future news, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure being here.